gave a baby boy life, left him with a farmer and his wife. He was just an ordinary little boy. He brought his family so much joy. God held him in the palm of his hand. He watched from heaven as Cecil played and helped his daddy with the chores every day. Sat by his mama's side in the coal oil line. He had the courage of a full-grown man, held the world in his little hand, thinking it would always be that way. God had a plan, it was a good one. He'd hold him in the palm of his hand, he'd never leave him alone. Mama read to him from God's word. He believed every word he heard, 'cause he knew his sweet mama would never lie. Then little sister and mama died. Though he prayed with all of his might, the tears rolled down his sad young face. Then Daddy brought Mary home. He knew she would never be like his mom. There was no reason to stay around the old home place. He realized he couldn't take it no more. He stood up and walked right out the door, left behind everything he held dear. He couldn't live another day with all of Mary's evil ways. He got on his horse and just rode away. God had a plan, it was a good one. He'd stay by his side every day and every night, he'd never leave him alone.
God always knew who Cecil would become. It's the same with you and me. When we get up, when we go to bed, he knows. Every hair we have on our head, he knows. Every thought we've had, every word we've said, yes, he knows. He loves us so much, he sent his only begotten son. No matter what we've said, no matter what we've done, he died on the tree at Calvary for you and me. He said those that believe this would receive abundant life for eternity. He made us this promise, and it was written in red. You can believe every word he said, for God will never, ever tell a lie. He said he'd never leave us to get by on our own. We may feel alone, but he's right there beside us all the way. He carries us when we can't even walk. Yes, he's there.
One day his dad said he found him a home. He'd no longer have to roam, looking for another place to go. 4 years later, when he came back home, he still had no place to go. While he was away, Daddy had gone home. He learned how to fight, started to drink so he wouldn't feel alone and wouldn't have to think about those things that tore his world apart. He tried to shake off the pain every night, but it was still there in the broad daylight. That old demon rum laughed right in his face. God had a plan. It was a good one. He'd walk hand in hand with this man till those old demons were gone. Then he met a young girl named Jean. He fell in love with her. She fell in love with him. They thought their love would turn their world around. But everything started going wrong. He never meant to hurt her so, but those old demons just kept on hanging on. The time came when she knew she must go. His broken promises had hurt her so. She was taking their babies and leaving him today. He sent her to the kitchen to make him a drink. The heartbroken Jean poured it in the sink. Cecil knew it was time to change his ways.
Now this finally got Cecil's attention. He knew Jean had been a good wife and mother. She deserved more than a lying old drunk for a husband. He needed help. And he needed it now. He knew he couldn't do it on his own. He had tried to get help before, but no one seemed to care or want to take the time. Late that night, God led him to Tom Baird. He called him on the telephone, and Tom invited him to his home. The man of God didn't let him down. He showed him the path many others have found. He repented of his sins, and he was on his way home.
He couldn't hardly wait to tell his sweet wife. He headed out the door into the light and saw the brightest blue sky he'd ever seen. All heaven knew he had found him a home. He would never be alone. They all rejoiced as he listened to the little birds sing. God had a plan for this ordinary man, to hold him in his hand till he made it back home.
Now Cecil isn't young anymore, but he's still going strong, standing up against the devil for lost souls in prisons, on the streets, and in their homes. All those who know him say, go, Mo, go. If you want to know more, call Cecil Mo, 303-471-8534.
God had a plan. It was a good one. This ordinary man had become a mighty man of valor. God had a plan.
And he has a plan for you.
Has been paid, redeemed on the cross. was made. My shackles were broken, my spirit set free. Praise God, praise God, I know I am free. I'm still here in prison, the same lonely place. But things are now different, I'm saved by His grace. I'm walking with Jesus, with His hand in mine, and we're headed for heaven, and everything's fine. I'm free, I'm free, the debt has been paid, redeemed on the cross, the payment was made. My shackles were broken, my spirit set free. Praise God, praise God, I know I am free. Praise God, praise God.